Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trophy Room After Show. This is the first major after show of the year, because we don't think a lot of Sean Capri and Ryan Murford. Okay, I don't think a lot of them, but when I think of Ryan, guess what? I think he's pretty swell. When I think of Sean, in fact, I don't, because he's not in my head whatsoever. There you go. But today we're doing our own Trophy Room fantasy league. So first we're going to go over the results of last year's fantasy league between Kyle and I, and then we're going to start really heading for 2023's year. So I don't know who won, who lost, but Kyle, how did you feel about this year? Well, actually, in fact, you want to just see the who won first?
Yeah, I'm okay. Looking at it right now, and first of all, your team name NFT Bro.
Yeah,
great.
Age
and
with
if
grace.
If I remember correctly, your whole strategy,
yep,
was picking games that I wanted or pick from the year before in 2021.
That's right.
And lo and behold, it worked out for you because you beat me.
Yes.
And not only did you beat me, but you beat me with one game slot still open.
Oh, wow. And what an insult.
The only reason why is because all of my counter picks gave me negative points and yours got zeros.
I was going to say, because all these games you got are like, they're rating better. Like, you had Elden Ring, you had God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah. I had Gran Turismo and Last of Us and Mario plus Rabbids. I had a great fucking team.
And just destroyed by, ironically, River City Girls 2. Ironically, yep. Again, Kirby and Forgotten Land.
Yep.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. And the Callisto Protocol.
Actually, you see here, this is where I think you are a double agent.
Why?
When it came to us versus the Xbox Drive. Because all their games you're hoping did poorly, you had on your team.
I mean, gotta play both sides, man.
How dare you? Winners, and also, Sports Story, a 53 wild.
Wait, what?
Sports Story, I picked up as my last one, a 53.
But I thought everybody loved that game.
No, Sports Story is unanimously thought of as one of the worst released games last year.
Really? I thought everybody was like, wasn't it a surprise drop?
It was a surprise drop. We were all excited for it. I was as well. But apparently, that game is not great.
Oh, wow.
And it's a bummer.
That is a bummer.
Yeah. Wow. So that got me negative 13.3 points.
Okay.
Don't know why, because that's well below 70.
Yeah. Well below. Jeez.
Maybe they cap it at a certain point.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at my second screen right now.
No, you're okay. So with the combination of Sports Story, and then I got negative 15 for Kirby, I don't know why I counterpicked Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but that got me a negative 16 points. I really do not know why.
Yeah, that was.
And I got a point for counterpicking Callisto.
That one hurt. I'll be real. That one kind of sucks. All right, so I won. I'm not used to this. This is a new feeling.
Congratulations.
It's a new feeling. NFT Bros won. And you know what? I feel like
Kyle,
they really needed the win.
Great list of games.
Yeah.
Great list of games.
Honestly, Kyle. I want to thank you, Kyle, for giving me this list of games. You dumb sucker. Why does anybody like me patrons on the show? I'm a real piece of shit. Why are you doing?
Because at the end of the day, Joe, you're extremely kind and loving and supportive.
I don't know about
you
all
You play
that.
It up on shows.
It's true. But it's like the only way I know, like, I can't, I tried being nice to Sean. Like, I congratulated him. I congratulated him on, like, oh.
You have an addiction. We need to get you on My Strange Addiction on TLC.
Yeah, it's like, why do you like to alienate yourself with your friends? But congratulations, Sean. Fire Emblem Engage got an 83 on Open Critic. Some would say that is one of the lowest scoring Fire Emblem games. Some would say that it's due to go down as more reviews come in. Some would say that was a weak pick, right? Not me. I'm congratulating you. This is not, I'm not, Kyle, I'm not smiling. I'm not, Kyle, this, I'm being serious. This is, it's, 83 is good. Kyle's,
it's very good.
It's very good. Now, Dead Space remake, cool that we haven't gotten a preview of it yet. It's like, that's fine. And it, is it going to hit a 94? That's their next game. Do you think that's going to hit a 94 for them, Kyle?
No.
Do you think it's going to come somewhere close?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So let's. And listen, I love Dead Space. I love Dead Space.
Yeah, I know.
Seeing what I've seen, I am so, like, I'm in, but it looks like a 2000, or feels like some of the animations. Feels like a 2008 game, and that's fine. I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
But when I think one of the previews from December said, it feels like an in between of a remaster and a remake. So I am interested to see what that means. But am I still tempted to pick up the $200 and whatever one? Yeah. Should I be? No.
Yeah. Which brings us to.
All right, ours.
We're about to do.
Yeah, yes, ours. Sorry.
Yeah.
I wasn't being facetious, by the way. I really mean. I hope Dead Space does well.
No, I know you weren't.
I don't think it hits anywhere near 94. And congratulations for Fire Emblem, the lowest rated Fire Emblem in recent years. That's not me being mean. That's just me stating I'm happy for you, and a fact that comes right afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta stop this. You don't lose friends. Take it away, Kyle.
So in case you're new to this and you're wondering why we hear every week Joe belittling Sean about Fantasy Critic, this is how this works. We're it's like a fantasy sports draft where we are selecting games that are supposed to come out in 2023 that we think is going to do well on Open Critic review wise. Any number above a 70 gives us those points for our team. So if we draft a game and it gets a 76, we get 6 points. If a game is below 70, let's say it comes out and it lands on a 64, we will get negative 6 points. So we want to aim for games above a 70 because, newsflash, everybody, a 70 is a pretty good game.
It is. It's a great game. Yeah.
So, like, chill out with these review scores, everybody.
Sean Capri.
We're going to have 24 games on each team. We're going to draft 12 tonight. We have counter picks. Counter picks work where I will pick games from Joe's team that I think will either do below a 70 or not come out at all.
Yeah.
Which is ideal in a counter pick situation. And then the points are reversed. So if it's above a 70, we get negative points. If it's below a 70, we will get positive points for our counter picks only. We're only going to draft 2 counter picks, and then throughout the year, we're going to have to use 2 counter picks from games we picked up.
Question.
Minimum bid. You want $1? $0? What do we want to do?
Let's pick it $1.
All right. That works. Go ahead. What's your question?
Is this only PlayStation games, or is it all the games?
Oh, good question.
Thank you. What did we do last year? Let's take a gander.
Oh, no, you had Kirby. We did everything.
Okay, we did everything. So we could do everything this time.
Yeah, we can do everything. Yeah.
Okay, do you know who was first round pick? Or do you want to flip a coin? Or you want to?
I can do a randomly draft order.
Okay.
I get hit it a bunch of times.
Okay.
So how many times are we allowed to drop? You said we got, what, 5,000 listens, right?
Yeah, it's 5,000 listens.
So 5. We'll do 5.
I like that. Okay.
We'll do 5. All
right. I trust
unlimited
you,
drops for whatever reason. Oh, yeah. No.
I wouldn't. I want to say this for the record. I wouldn't trust me in this situation. I would abuse my power. You, I trust.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be able to sleep if I did something like that. I put enable the super drop, which is something new. Mm-hmm. So once this year, we'll be able to drop a game under no conditions. If the game came out and scored poorly, we can drop it, and we can drop a counter pick that scored very well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For no reason. No other reason, other than the fact that it's dragging your team down.
Right.
And that's once per year. And then if we counterpick a game, that game is locked to the team. So if I counterpick Joe's game of, I don't know, the Zelda game that comes to PlayStation.
Right.
He is stuck with that game. He is not allowed to drop it.
Okay.
And whatever happens, happens. Here are the types of games that we are allowed to pick from. We have expansion packs, free-to-play games, new game, new gaming franchise, a partial remake, which they describe as Bluepoint's Demon's Souls, Shadow of the Colossus, Diablo 2 Resurrected, stuff like that. Games that are planned for early access, a reimagining like RE2 Remake and FF7 Remake.
Okay.
A straight up remake like Crash Insane Trilogy or Link's Awakening. Any unannounced game and VR games. We are not including, and this is, if you want to change any of this, Joe, feel free to tell me, games that are currently in early access. So like a Baldur's Gate 3 would not be allowed.
All right.
A director's cut, because really it's just the game.
Correct. Kyle, I had to do a little cough.
I had a burp. I didn't want to do that on the mic.
Yeah.
A port.
Don't be gross.
Any game that is released internationally. That is already out, and it's not out here.
Gotcha.
A remaster, so like the Nathan Drake collection, is not allowed.
It's not allowed.
Any game that will release internationally first.
Like River City Girls 2, that was cheating.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yearly installments, so Madden, FIFA. Well, you stuttered. I didn't know. I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, cool.
Not you personally, the video.
No, yeah, I got it.
Patrons, you know what's going on. And yearly installments like Madden and FIFA, we're not allowing. Do you want to change any of those, or you're good with what?
I'm good with the rules, sir. And unlike Sean Capri, I will not try to dissuade you because I'm not winning. But I do plan on winning, so.
So there was one random. That's two random. That's three random. That's four random. And the last one, of course, Mr. Bad drafts first.
Oh, look at that. Now, can we say what our publisher names are this year?
Go for it. Yeah.
My LLC, or sorry, my name last year was the NFT Bros. And guess what? We came up on top. You know what I mean? Look at us, NFT Bros. Ooh-wee. Nothing wrong here. I know some great people at FTX. They're great. Wouldn't do me wrong. this year, my name is Slangers LLC. All caps, and, exclamation point.
I usually go with Plats R Us because I love a good plat. But this year, I am Sweet Num Nums Incorporated.
Don't like that.
All about those sweet, sweet num nums.
Don't like that. All right, Kyle.
Joe, are you ready?
Dude, I'm ready.
All right. Draft has started. You are on the clock.
Oh, my goodness. How much time do we have to pick these things?
Either? Oh, it's unlimited time.
Okay.
It's fine.
Well,
I mean, we've done a draft or two at this point, so we kind of know.
I know what's up.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda. Come on.
Tears of the Kingdom. They showed us 2 minutes, and we already know that the reviews are going to inflate this game. Now, Kyle, you're going second, right? What does that mean?
So I will get my pick, and then I will pick again.
All right.
And then I'll go back. So I get two picks in a row, and then you'll get two picks in a row.
Fair.
So I'm picking Spider-Man 2. I mean, come on.
What a great choice. What else, though? Like, Spider-Man 2, given. But here's the thing. Do you really think Spider-Man 2 is going to be, like, a 90? Because, like, the Spider-Man PS4
sure,
and Miles,
yeah.
High 80s, still great, but like,
yeah. I, even if it's not and it's high 80s, that's plenty of points.
Okay, fair enough.
There are a few games that are in the 90s and stay in the 90s. So high 80s is fine with me. And for my second pick, I'm taking RE4 Remake.
Oh, wow. Just coming out swinging out of the gate.
Yeah, dude, come on. Walking back what I just said,
yeah.
I do think RE4 Remake does end up in the 90s.
Yes. And I think anybody...
I mean, RE2 Remake was, what, a 91 or something like that?
Yeah.
Something crazy?
Okay. All right. So I get two picks, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm playing smart. First off, this year is not to hurt Kyle. This year is not to wound Kyle. This year's not even to maim. Exactly. I'm here to kill his spirit because I'm here to win again. All right. I'm going for the jugular here. And I'm going to tell you something here, Kyle. All right. I'm going for the big plays. So first game I'm picking is one we know is coming out. Hollow Knight Silksong.
Yep. I thought about it, Joe. I thought about it, and I was hoping you'd pick two more games other than that one so I would get it back, but
no.
Good pick.
Here's the thing. I'm staying consistent. I'm staying strong with my picks. Like, to me, I'm not picking games that I like. So the first two games, it's not Star Wars. Like, Star Wars is probably my most anticipated game this year. The next game I'm picking, I'm going with, this is confidence. I'm going Final Fantasy 16.
Ooh, not where I thought you were going.
Where do you think I was going? Honestly? Where do you think I was going?
Well, I'm just going to pick it right now.
Yeah, go for it, please.
I thought you were going Forza.
Forza is a great pick. Honestly, that's where...
Another one where I'm going for the points.
Yeah, a great pick. I couldn't argue there. Okay.
Here is where we start delineating the line.
That's right. So now we got the sure ones out of the way. Now we keep on getting two or one?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's the two of us. So the draft's going to go by quick.
Okay. Cool. Four is a great pick,
what
though.
What do I want? Yeah, four is great.
Got ray tracing and 60 FPS. Ooh, wee. I got yelled at because I talked in
you for too long.
Yeah, I know. I got yelled at in a chat because I go, hey, guys, look at this. They're mostly Xbox dudes. They're like, 60 FPS ray tracing. They're like, we already knew that since day one. I'm like, I don't know your ecosystem. Relax.
Chill out.
Relax.
You're
trying to spread joy. Gosh dang it.
What did this one do?
Let's see. Oh, Kyle's not really. He's going in.
Because I can't miss.
Can't miss a single shot. Like,
you're locked in, and that is scaring me a little bit.
And I think all three picks should terrify you a little bit.
Oh yeah, no, you've got a stellar lineup so far.
Yeah.
I
wish I could say the same for you, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see with this next pick.
Okay.
We'll see with this next pick. Not saying I'm living in your head, but I beat you, and I didn't even need an extra game to do that.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Jedi.
Okay, so what makes you say Jedi Survivor?
I think that's an easy 80 game, somewhere in the 80s. So that's double-digit points. Where I think I need to go.
I'm not
take a risk with some of the other games.
Fallen
Order was at 82. I just looked it up, 81, 82.
Honestly, I think that is it's going to be like 85. Solid.
Yeah.
There are things that obviously needed help with that game.
And they learned from their mistakes.
And they definitely learned from their mistakes. All right, Kyle, I'm here
but
to...
But I swear, if that map is like Fallen Order, we're going to have problems.
We're going to have a big talking to you.
That map was atrocious.
Kyle, I'm going to surprise you, dude. Oh, by the way, Hades, you can select here, so you might want to change that.
I know.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, wait, we're allowing Hades to?
Because it's not currently in early access. It's planned for.
Oh, so if it comes out in early access...
If you want to take a risk that people will review it in early access, feel free.
They say early access next year, right?
No, this year.
Sorry, this year. I'm picking Dead Cells, Return to Castlevania.
Yep. That's where I was going back and forth with Jedi.
Easy pick. Hades 2 is going to get reviewed. It's going to get reviewed, so I'm taking it.
Yep. I was hoping that you didn't even see it, and I was going to pick it next.
Are you now? Are you nervous?
Oh yeah, I'm a little.
I have divorced. You see, I am divorced all my feelings.
I'm a little nervous now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even. Because I was like one of those. Oh, it's in early access. Those games don't get reviewed, whatever. And we were doing the 6-1 indie fantasy draft, and I looked it up. And sure enough, Hades got like an 80-something while it was in early access. I'm like, fuck. Yep. Shit. Yep. Yeah, people are gonna review that game like crazy.
Oh yeah. Given the opportunity now, Kyle is in a sticky situation. I feel like I put Kyle in a corner right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm bummed.
Cornering him right now.
But like, what's left on the top? Mm-hmm. I'll talk it out here. It's just us two. Like, it's fine. I'm worried about Street Fighter 6.
Same.
Just because Street Fighter 5, I just looked up, got a 75 on Open Critic when it released.
Correct.
That's not a surefire points, and I'm so divorced from fighting games that I don't know what to expect.
That's a good thing. So I'm similarly like conflicted, if you must know. Because it looks great, everybody like glowing previews from it. But fighting games don't usually score that high. Like I was looking up, let me see, Mortal Kombat 11, for example, right? Renowned to being a stellar Mortal Kombat 83. Like I didn't hear nothing from like negative about Mortal Kombat 11. Again, totally divorced from it.
Going with our conversation earlier about our league with Sean.
Yeah.
When it comes to Souls games.
Yeah.
Like the people who review those are going to be so nitpicky. Nitpicky on the fact where they know what the gold standard is and they're going to consciously or unconsciously compare the two. And I feel like that is the same with fighting game fans.
Yeah,
they know the ins and outs of every fighting game, so they're going to be very harsh and honest and with their routine.
And I hate to help you here, Kyle. You know I hate this, but Guilty.
Oh, I know. I've got my pick.
Guilty Gear Strive, 86. Yeah, and everybody really loved that too. So it did score really high. So you got two examples of like, again, I think this game's going to be scored great, but is it a low 80 or high 80? That's I think the question. Yeah. I don't think this game's hitting a 90, but I think
no.
Yeah, 80s is where it's going to live.
But that's why I'm taking Wolong Fallen Dynasty.
Fair. That's a great pick. Yeah.
That's why I'm taking that.
Yeah. Honestly, that probably would have been my next pick. Yeah.
Which is why I figured I had to take it there. I'm not letting any fall to you anymore.
Fair.
Which brings me to the other obvious one at the top, I'll talk about.
Tell me.
Diablo 4.
Fair.
I've heard some good things with previews, but also I've heard you say that some people are worried about that development and how we've only seen vertical slices, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And that the game is kind of in a rough shape. At least that's what you told me. Unless you've been planting these seeds months in advance for this moment. I don't know. And again, that's another genre and a series that I have zero.
Fair. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if we did. We pick it with the Strong crew. No, okay, because we're not fools of buying the marketing. Yeah, they're idiots. So, I think it'll score good, and I think I will love it, but I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Again, if I'm Strong Capri, am I like scared? Sure. So you're picking Wulong and Diablo, or you're thinking about Diablo?
No.
Oh, okay, so
I'm gonna take Octopath Traveler 2.
Ooh, wow, okay. Octopath.
So I believe the first Traveler one got it, again in the 80s.
In the 80s, that's a good pick. It's a great pick, actually. Shoot. All right.
What's it's weird only having two teams because there's like some big games.
There's some big games.
And like, we're in the fourth round or something like that. It's crazy.
All right. Next game I'm picking. Let's see. Let's just think about this for a gosh dang sec. All right. Oh, God, I love Company Heroes. I can't wait to buy that game. I really can't. It looks stellar. You're right. We're not just getting into these games are great. Let's see. I'm going to do one that's going to surprise you. and then one that's going to shock you.
Oh.
And okay. possibly even shake you to your core.
Oh, jeez. Please don't pick the game that I'm picking next.
The first game that I'm picking, Kyle, that's going mm-hmm. to shake you. And let me just get it here. It's Sea of Stars.
You motherfucker. That's exactly the mm-hmm. game mm-hmm. that I was hoping mm-hmm. you want to pick. Damn mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm.
The next game.
I picked the wrong RPG. I should have been Sea of Stars.
There's only the only reason why I'm a little nervous. It's in beta phase. But
fair.
But that beta phase at the end of 2022 is nothing to it'll come out in the summer for sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The next game that's gonna shake you to your gosh dang core. Kyle, look at me when I say this.
I'm looking.
Starfield. Doing it. I'm doing it.
Listen, if it does super well, that's a 90 game.
We're thinking of, when we think of Nintendo, we think of, oh, Zelda, you know, gets the Zelda pass, right? Todd Howard gets the pass of making really buggy games because the games at their core are really good that we don't mind the bugs. And I think by Xbox taking as much time as they are with this game, and it is coming out this year, Starfield, I think, look, Fallout 4 got an 89 and I hated that game. So
fair.
And it was a buggy mess. So that's why I'm picking Starfield. So fair. It's a high 80. But what are you doing? You look like you're scheming in the back. It seems like you want to hurt me. That's what it seems like. And I would say no.
Not right. really.
What's the wound me? You seek to betray me. And then by the blood. Made men by the blood. I screwed up that line. What are you thinking? Shoot.
I don't know what I'm thinking anymore.
Oh, man.
I obviously, Mr. Indie over here, I want to pick a ton of indies, but I also think it's too early.
Way too early, yeah.
And I'm worried and leery, of picking games from franchises that I know nothing about.
Fair enough.
Which is why my next pick makes me nervous.
Oh, because you know nothing.
Like a Dragon Ishin.
That was the one I was going to pick next. So
I feel like people who, again, like the Yakuza style games, Like a Dragon was pretty good, damn good from what I've heard.
It's true.
This is a remaster of a game something we never like got here.
Yeah.
So.
Why not?
Hopefully.
Okay. Listen, last Like a Dragon scored 86. So I think you're in good company. I think you're fine. Honestly, I'm a little salty. I was going to choose that, but I chose Starfield instead.
Okay. Here we go.
Tell me
what next. I'm going to go with Horizon.
Ooh.
Call of the Mountain.
Is that because what I told you before the show?
No, I secretly was going to wait a little while really? Longer before we did the thing, but
you're a real son of a bitch.
It looks like a great VR
okay
experience.
You're a real yeah. son of a gun.
Yeah.
All right.
God, we only get four more games.
We only got four more games, so we've really got.
You want me to add more games? I feel like we should add
some more. How many more do we have? How many?
We're only drafting four more games. I think we should add it. I think we should draft a little bit more.
Yeah. But like, how many games do you want to add to this list?
We're at 24 now.
Yeah. Because I'm having fun.
Let's do 36 total.
36 games total?
Let's add another 12.
Yeah, let's get crazy. Yeah, let's take our shirts off. Let's do it.
Change your specific options.
Or you want to do 30. 30 is a nice even number. So we're adding what, like? You're the smart
one. If we do 36, then we can do 10 more games tonight.
Oh, then, you know what? Yeah, 36. Let's get crazy. No one's doing it like we're doing it here, okay? We're being different.
Being different.
That's right, by God.
There we go. That's a nice long list now. Okay. That's right. Because right. Honestly, as soon as the draft was over, I'd put in bids and my team would be full.
Yeah.
So if we add a little bit more, it gives us...
Yeah, this is nice.
Some more time.
This makes me feel nice. All right, next game that I'm picking. So I'm choosing long hauls, by the way. Like, we're going to see the fruits of this, the labor.
What do you mean by long hauls? Like games that are
like mid-year. Out this year? Yeah, mid-year. So Diablo's next, and then Street Fighter VI is next.
Fair.
At best... mid-80s, at worst low-80s, and I think that's what we're going for. I'm going for the smart picks here. I'm not risking it for the biscuit for a lot of
I'm this. Going with
tell me
I mean, this developer is one of the best.
Oh,
I feel a weird trepidation about this game.
Ooh, that's a $5 word. I'll pretend to understand.
Some hesitation.
Okay.
And I don't understand why.
Tell me.
I'm drafting Redfall.
Good on you. Good
Arcane
on you.
Arcane don't miss.
Arcane does not.
As much as I didn't jive with Deathloop, mm-hmm. that game is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
So, I mean, come on.
And it has its own song. I could listen to that right now. This is...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's the next one, though?
Oh, this is... purely because I want to wound you. Cyberpunk DLC.
Ooh.
Purely. Oh. I want to.
Yikes.
A little shim to the side.
Oh, you're a real son of a bitch. All right.
How do those sweet num-nums taste, Joe?
Well, now I feel like I got to choose this one because I got to protect it.
Go ahead.
Dead Space, it's about time. Yep. We're bringing you on. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm going to be truthful here. I'm not saying it because Sean picked it. I don't think this is going to review the way that many folks think it's going to review. I think people look at that Open Critic and go, 94? Holy shit. But remember, back in what, 2006, 2008, around there, way less outlets existed back then. So the way I look at the bar was, not to say lower, but it was placed differently back then. Because I think Dead Space is ahead of its time. When I hear it's a...
Back then it was just Resident Evil, Silent Hill, really.
Exactly. And I mean, a lot of it now is still that, but like you have other horror games to kind of fill in that void, like Layers of Fear or something.
Yeah.
With Dead Space Remake, hearing how it's like, it's halfway to a Resident Evil 2 remake, has me concerned that it's not a 90. So I think it's a high 80 game. Like, I think it's like 86, 88, but I don't think we're dancing near 94. Like, think about it like this. If Elden Ring was, you know, one of the highest rated games ever, and it sat at a 96, like... Dead Space ain't that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, Dead Space. I hope for the best. That's all I can say. Now I'm going to hurt you, Kyle.
Please do.
Hogwarts Legacy is looking really good. It looks really good, man. I can't deny it. I don't know anything about a Wizarding World. But this is a character test, and I failed it. Because I think this game's going to review really well.
Aside from my, you know, issues with the creator.
The beef.
Sure. I do think this looks like the legit dream Harry Potter game that I've always wanted. Mm-hmm. However, I'm worried.
Tell me.
About the moment-to-moment gameplay. I'm worried about that hub world feeling and looking a little mobile-esque.
Okay.
Where you have all these different currencies and to like speed up the crafting time and stuff like that. Like, that stuff just does not sit right or well with me. Right is the wrong word, but just I hate games that do that.
Now, question, Kyle, maybe we should have saved this for an after show or whatever. After the after show. Okay, so we're putting a pickle or a PlayStation show. Yeah. PlayStation's promoting the heck out of this game. Yeah. They've poured millions of dollars into the marketing of this game, no doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we cover it on the show like we would a normal game as like we're bringing someone in who has played this game to review the game on its merits?
Oh, I have zero issue
okay.
with that. I have no problem.
Some people out there.
I am not like those people out there that like, I'm going to tell you you're a bad person.
Right.
No. I'm just letting everyone know that I'm not going to buy it, at least straight out of the gate, yeah. but pre-owned maybe down the road. Sure. But like, I don't want to give any money to that person. Yeah.
Question.
Joseph from the trophy room.
Hi. First time, long time. Two questions mm-hmm. here. What if it is really, really good and it is like game of the year caliber?
Uh-huh.
Putting that on the game of the year list.
Okay.
That, so you're sounding super reasonable and rational minded. And you're always like that. But uh-huh. with this situation, it's just surprising me that I'm getting a rational response out of just anyone at this point.
Yeah, like, obviously I'd be bummed, but I've got to not stick to my guns. Like, it's the most... Oh, man. Any way I say this, it's going to sound bad.
Yeah, go for it.
Not that this isn't, like, a super important thing, because it is for so many people. But, like...
I'll say it's not. It's not.
Yeah, it's not to us, but for people who sure. are, it sure. is huge. I just kind of want to stick with it because a lot of people have also kind of forgotten about the whole Activision stuff.
Very
and good kind point. Of and kind of just made a fuss about it and then. Gone about their business.
Yeah, there was a really good... This is a really good conversation. I want to just keep having it for a minute. Yeah. A really good conversation of like, oh, yeah, y'all will say a whole bunch of stuff right now. Where are you still with Call of Duty? Where are you still with Ubisoft games? They're in the news and we're all yeah. saying, oh, you suck. But there are alleged abusers still in those companies, still at high places. And you're right. Activision's their leadership still at large hasn't changed. There's the promise and maybe even illusion of it with Microsoft buying them out.
Mm.
But that's not something set. Like Phil Spencer has not set in stone, hey, when we buy Activision Blizzard, Bobby Kotick is gone. We're just all assuming yeah. that.
Yeah.
So
it's weird. It's a strange era.
It's a strange type of, I would like to say, yeah, overlook, maybe even hypocrisy to some of just like, we get it, this is an important thing, but you can at least be honest with us, you know, about yeah. some of the mm-hmm. other, you know. Yeah, that's fair. I don't feel like you're a bad person if you buy it. I'm interested in it.
I don't either.
Yeah, and y'all know me, and I want to say this too, because this is such a good conversation we're having. A, you're not a bad person if you buy it. If it's your escape, nope. go for it. Like,
yeah,
I was talking about
there, it. There's no way that I'm gonna sit there and look at you in your eyes,
yeah,
and say to you, you are harmful to the trans community for buying this game.
No,
no, uh-uh. There's no way.
Yeah, I want to bring two examples to the floor. First and foremost, I'm a Star Wars fan. Our fan base can get wild at times.
They but certainly can.
I can tell you without a fact, because without a doubt, rather, that if like George Lucas was as toxic as J.K., I'd still be consuming all the Star Wars stuff. You couldn't act. You yeah. couldn't change my mind, because uh-huh. you know we talked a little bit about it on the show. But like, Star Wars is my escape. Like Star Wars is more than George Lucas. And I would argue the best things about Star Wars is when George Lucas stays out of them, yeah. stays out of it. Like I appreciate what he made, but to me, it's no longer his, it's mine. And, and for me, I want to share my love of a thing. And there are parts of the community that I disassociate. I go, you don't get what Star Wars is because you bullied Jar Jar, the actor Jar Jar Binks so much that he almost committed suicide. You've bullied Kelly Moran.
Marie Tran.
Yeah, Marie Tran, sorry. You know, for literally existing in a film that she was just the star in, right?
You literally pushed away one of the biggest stars of the past three movies, John Boyega.
John Boyega.
To have what nothing to do with the franchise at all.
And to such an extent where it's like in places like China, he was taken off the cover. Because black folks don't, apparently, black folks don't translate to good sales in Chinese flicks. Apparently. Wild. I don't know how true that is, but I mean, he was taken off the cover. So it's like, yeah, I mean, Disney even edited out a gay kiss in some countries just because there's a gay. So it's just like, and they added it in, and it was just, let's be honest, as neat of a moment as that is, it was so like, we're doing this because we're checking a mark. It didn't feel like it was not even earned. It was just like 2 seconds. It's like, really? That's it? That's what we're flipping out about? So like, to me, there's just so many errors within Star Wars as is in the community, but I still associate with the good parts of it. So to me, it's fair. Just like, if Harry Potter's is your Star Wars, enjoy it. JK doesn't mean a thing. And no matter what, you're going to get a sarcastic tweet from her, whether this game sells a million units or whether it sells zero units. You're going to get a shitty comment from her. So who cares? Yeah. You know, I could disagree with her and I think she sucks as a person. That's great. But there's no arguing that the world's special and means a lot to so many people, and I'm not going to take away from you. And
absolutely.
How dare people try to take that away from you, whether they're pro or anti Hogwarts Legacy. I don't like that.
Absolutely.
It's not a character test. Go out there, have fun, because the world sucks. All right. We ready? What a meaningful conversation that I loved.
Yes, I'm ready. Oh boy. Well, here we go. Here's where I take an indie just because I want it on my team real bad.
Go for it.
I'm taking the Plucky Squire.
There's
no way I'm not picking that.
Okay.
That might be my indie game of the year.
That's a big one. Is that Devolver? Is that a Devolver joint?
That is a Devolver joint.
Smart play. I ran out of water.
My God.
Now I paid the ultimate prize.
Oh, man. Do I do it?
Yeah, man, do what makes your heart sing, brother. I'm not here to tell you otherwise.
But my heart singing is in a battle with my love of some of these games.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like this.
Because, like, From Software makes great games.
Stellar.
But is that game actually coming out this year?
And will it actually be good? Because the last one was not.
Exactly. Exactly.
Though, let's be real. Let's get honest with each other. Sekiro, fucking stellar. Same director. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'll do it just to be safe. Just to be safe.
Okay.
Tell me. Armored Core, welcome to Sweet Num Nums.
Oh, you're a real son of a bitch. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's see. I got this.
I don't like that you're projected in first place already. Don't like that.
Ooh-wee. Okay.
Okay. It's because I picked Plucky Squire.
Because you picked Plucky Squire for sure. Oh, wowee. Okay. I know Sean and Ryan, I think, have this one. And it did hurt because this game's coming.
Yeah.
You don't tweet it like in the beginning of the year if you're not sure Alan Wake 2 does not hit this year.
Oh, yep.
So this one's a risk. Because it still could get pushed back. And then the next one I'm going to pick.
To play devil's advocate while you think.
Please.
The only reason why.
Tell me about it.
I don't know if Alan Wake 2 is going to be a bona fide hit. Is just because of what they did on Crossfire X. It's the only reason. I love Control. I dug what I played at Alan Wake. I think a new Alan Wake in this generation of consoles is going to be incredible.
And the fact that they're leaning more on horror than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just think towards Control, and I can't help but.
Oh, for sure. I think there's good remedy and bad remedy, and I don't know which remedy we're getting.
Oh, shoot. I done shook everything. I think we're going to get great remedy. And
I hope so. I hope I'm wrong.
Kyle?
Yeah?
I'm going for points here. Final Fantasy expansion's coming out. I am really surprised that Ryan and Sean did not pick this. And honestly, if we win, it's because of this DLC. I'm telling you. Because that was a huge... I cannot believe they chose Rebirth. I think that's such a mistake.
That's...
Some would say completely idiotic. I would tend to agree with them. I would tend to agree.
Welcome to the team, Horizon Forbidden West Burning Shores.
Fair enough. Yeah. Now, I want to see, did Frozen Wilds get reviewed? And
it got an 84.
84, okay.
Yeah. I looked up. And it's only PS5.
Only PS5. Guess we were all lied to. All right, okay.
Speaking of lies, what? No, I'm not doing that. Not here. Not now.
Oh, you're still picking. I'm sorry. I thought you picked both.
No,
yeah.
Nope.
I'm telling you, I would not approach. This is a free one for you. I'm giving you a freebie. I would not approach Lies of P right now. If you're thinking of picking
this,
I was
not. No.
I will not.
Nope. No.
Because I don't know if that game's going to do well, folks. Here's another free one, a game that I won't pick. You ready for this?
Destiny 2 Lightfall is what I picked.
Son of a bitch. AC Mirage. That game's supposed to come out in 2 months. We have not seen a single bit of gameplay.
2 months? I thought it was September.
No, it's supposed to come out in March.
No way.
We have not seen a bit of it. What if I chose Forspoken? What if I chose Forspoken? March 9th,
that's wild.
What if I just chose Forspoken? I am choosing Atomic Heart.
Fair.
Hearing nothing but good things.
Also, another weird thing.
Yeah.
Just because they're a Russian team, that doesn't equate to.
Yeah, I don't know the whole. I don't know the whole situation, but I know they moved out of Russia during the.
I think most of it is a lot of the game takes place in Russia.
In Russia, okay.
Or something weird like that, but. Twitter, Elon,
what are we doing? Why, people are mad because they're a Russia team?
Yeah, they were giving them shit for it.
So it's like, this is a character test.
Similar to Hogwarts Legacy, gotcha. Yeah. Not as big, but.
Not as big, okay. This one, I am going a little bit with my heart here. Yeah, Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. Ukrainian team, they're going through so much right now. They've lost developers in combat defending their land. Mm-hmm. And if you don't agree with that, well, you could go suck an egg. Stalker 2. I think this is, before it looked incredible, the question mark was if it would come out this year. And it being confirmed that it is coming out this year, I am playing this on everything. I'm buying this on everything. I am supporting this team through and through. Yeah. And I know it's on Game Pass, and I will download it on Game Pass.
Is that coming to PlayStation?
It will, but...
Officially yet?
Not officially. Okay. It's one of those.
We spent a whole section in this week's show talking about it. I got to take Suicide Squad. Yep. I got to put my money where my mouth is. That is my homer pick. At least for bigger games, so I have to take it.
Fair enough.
And a bit risky.
Tell me.
But if this game comes out and we're at what? Pick 16?
Yep.
This is close to a 90 as it will ever get.
Oh my god.
Mina the Hollower. Again.
Oh fuck.
It's close. It's real close. They're thinking like December of this year. But if it comes out. It could be better than Shovel Knight.
Oh, fuck. Oh, you mean they said it's coming out December 2023?
December of 2023. I think it's close.
That's a really big bet. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, if it comes out, that's high 80s.
Yeah, if it comes out, it's... Okay, now I got to think about this.
Now you're in my territory.
Oh, shit.
Now okay. You're in my...
Now you're in my world.
Oh, let's make a... Not that you would.
What?
I'm going to put this out there. We are doing this on the eve of January 18th.
Sure.
One of my most anticipated games is coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm not picking it because it already has a review score. So I don't want to cheat that way.
Wait, what's that?
A Space for the Unbound.
Oh, okay.
So we should agree not to pick that.
Okay. Now, Kyle...
If you do, I will just take it off your team. So okay. Don't even try.
Okay. Never mind. I'm not going to take it. I was going to say, what about Baldur's Gate 3? Because it looks fucking great.
Oh, but that's disqualified because it's already been in early access.
Yeah. Also, not as good as I thought.
I looked that up recently, too. It's only like 70-something, right?
Really? That's surprising.
That's very surprising.
Wow, because it looked in-depth. Like, I saw the comment. It looked, all right.
Yeah. I played a bit of it. It's pretty good.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. What did you try to say to me before? I'm in your world now? No.
Yeah, you're in my world now.
Kyle. Kyle. You think you're just so... Ooh, I know an indie game called... No.
Excuse me?
I still got some heat, all right?
All right.
I still got some pizzazz. I'm just making sure there's nothing else that I want before I choose this. Because, first of all, and it's not Last of Us multiplayer game. That is not coming out this year. I can tell you for a fact.
There's a reason why we haven't picked it yet.
Yeah, I can tell you for a fact it's not coming out this year. We're not dumb. No big dummies. Ooh, that's a big risk if I took it, though. That's a big risk.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter? I just realized there was a bit of dead air there.
No, I get it. Because I think you backed me into a corner, and I'm telling you that could be further than the truth. So first, bet.
Where's your pick?
Assassin's Creed Mirage. I know I just talked a little bit shit about it.
You were just talking smack about it.
But I know that game's coming out this year, and it does have to deliver. Second, we go Joe. What's the next game? You're out of ideas. You just talk shit about a game and you just picked it. I'm going to tell you a game. I'm not buying time because I'm looking it up. That would be outrageous.
Let me guess what Joe's going for. Are you looking up Oxenfree?
No.
Is that what you're looking up?
Mm-mm. No. Come on. I'm original.
Are you sure? Okay.
I'm just... making sure. Ah, no, I didn't do the best here. I want a little bit higher than that. It's okay. Nah, I need certified bangers. Okay, that's right. I said it.
Oh, you said the word.
I need a game that is going to absolutely come out. Why didn't I choose Pikmin 4? Come on. <it's> Come on.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think, knowing how Sean Capri's face dropped, that's how we know this game's coming out this year. He was distraught. He looked like his son just cussed at him. He's like, you're not my real dad. You're like, son, we look just alike. We're both a little goofy looking. He's like, you're right. See that, Sean? I insulted you. Daughter's cute, though. She's adorable. I bet Lincoln will grow into the face.
What? Huh? I caught the tail end of that.
I'm talking shit about his kids. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought you did. All right. Okay.
It's 11:30 at night. It is. It's 11:24.
No. I'm not doing that for that. I think I can wait on that game.
Okay. Oh, you think you can wait on it?
I think I can wait on it.
You're acting like you got so much leeway here.
I'm going to take replaced.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because I'm super hyped for that game.
That's fair.
And
now, are you still nervous that I'm projected to win still? I'd be a little nervous.
Not one bit.
I would be a little
and I shaken another up. Game I've been speaking from the mountaintops about.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Years.
Tell me about it. You won't.
I'm taking Season. End of this month.
That's a quick pick.
It's a quick pick. Mm-hmm. It's gonna get me points. Hoping for at least 10. And this late in the draft, that's a steal.
How many more picks do we have, by the way?
That was it. That was my last pick.
Oh, that was your last pick. Ooh-wee. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was my last pick.
Huh. So I got two more picks, you think?
You get one more.
Oh, I get one more. Okay. So I got to make this one. I got to make this one.
I couldn't go chaotic with my last pick.
What was your last pick going to be? Just say it.
You know how I go chaotic, where I just pick things that just are not announced and hope for the best.
Kyle, I am picking Homeworld 3 as my last game.
Smart.
That's going to hit, dude. That's going to hit.
Here come our counter picks.
Oh, right. Now we got to do counter picks. Okay. All right. I'm ready for this.
Oh, no.
I'm ready for this.
This sucks.
Yeah.
I'm going. Oh, my God. This is torture.
Now, do I get to drop a game that I counter picked or no?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Okay. Oh, wait. With your super drop, yes.
With my super drop, yes. Okay.
But you only get one of those.
Only get one.
Oh, my God. This sucks. Crap. I think this might be the lowest scoring game on your team.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why. I'm going Atomic Heart.
That was a pick. That was a pick. I can't tell you if it's good or bad.
I mean, look at your freaking team, Joe. What do you want from
me? Dude, and here's the thing about your picks, okay? I already know three out of the four I'm going to pick.
Go for it.
Sorry, Plucky Squire.
Wow.
Sorry.
All right. Okay.
I hope it's great.
Yeah. All right, you go again.
Oh, I go again with a counter pick? All right.
Yeah.
Where is it? Going with the Patsies. I think Suicide Squad's going to be great, but I think it is going to be probably the lowest rated here.
Fair. But absolutely fair.
Respect to Kevin. The best Batman.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm doing Zelda.
What?
No.
No, okay, you're not. Okay. You're
Come on. Who do you think I am?
It'd be crazy.
I think the next lowest scoring.
Tell me.
It might be Dead Space.
You think so?
Okay, so let me see.
Think that one over for a sec. I just need you to think that one over. Because that could be a mistake.
I'm thinking. Alan Wake 2, no release date yet, but I expect it to come out this year. Mirage is going back to its roots, so reviewers might enjoy that more. No way I'm counterpicking Dead Cells. No way Diablo or Final Fantasy or Hades.
Right.
Hogwarts, maybe, just because I don't have full faith in that type of game that I'm seeing. No way Hollow Knight. I know Homeworld 3 is that niche game. It's going to have the right reviewers review it. The expansion, while unannounced, would be great. But if it's announced, not great for me.
Not great for you.
Pikmin 4 might not come out this year. Sea of Stars, just on the moral basis, I'm not counterpicking that game. Stalker 2. Maybe. Starfield for the lulls. You know what? I think I talked it through. I think I'm going Stalker.
Oh, really?
I think okay. I'm going Stalker.
Now, Kyle, I'm here to tell you something. I'm here to tell you something.
Yeah.
I was going to be crazy for a second.
Yeah.
And pick Armor Core Rubicon. But I wanted to tell you why. I was like, has From Software ever put out a game that said it was going to release in 1 year and not do that? It's never been the case. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was Sekiro. I was like, when did Sekiro get teased and how and when? It was at the VGAs in 2017. Now, Sekiro came out 2019, but in the case of that reveal trailer, guess what? Never said a year, but the time that it did say a year was at Xbox's event in 2018, where it said 2019 release. So Armored Core is coming out this year. That's what I've deduced out of everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of where I leaned as well, because we had the same conversation when we drafted against Sean, where like, have they ever not missed a date when they said a date?
Yeah.
And I don't think they ever have.
Oh, it says we're done with counter picks, it says.
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, okay. Oh.
We're only doing two, and then we have
bid
for two throughout the year. Yeah.
In time, I could say, oh, this game ain't going to be ish. Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough. So, Kyle, say your choices, your picks.
Absolutely. Sweet Num Nums Incorporated, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, RE4 Remake, Forza Motorsport, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Wolong Fallen Dynasty, Octopath Traveler 2, Like a Dragon Ishin, Horizon Call of the Mountain, Redfall, Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty, The Plucky Squire, Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, Horizon Forbidden West, Burning Shores, Destiny 2 Lightfall, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, Mina the Hollower, Replaced, and Season, A Letter to the Future.
Letter to the Future. All right.
A little bit for everybody.
Here are my picks. So this one is for Slangers Incorporated, a.k.a. the winner of 2023 and the winner of 2022, by the way.
Wow.
So I have a track record, and I'm 2023 again. It's in the bag. I mean, I think these first four picks alone, it's five. There's five picks here that could be easy 90s, right? And those picks are Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Hollow Knight Silk Song, Final Fantasy 16, Dead Cells Return to Castlevania, Hades 2, Stellar. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't even stop there. Sea of Stars, Starfield, there's a pattern there, Diablo 4, Street Fighter 6, Dead Space Remake, Hogwarts Legacy, Alan Wake 2, next major Final Fantasy 14 expansion unannounced, which will get announced in April. Atomic Heart. And Odyssey, why would you pick Rebirth? Come on, Ryan. Thank you for with respect. Love and respect.
Yeah, I think that whole combo went like I think he kept saying winter of 2023, where in reality, all they said was just next winter.
Yeah, all it said was next winter.
It wasn't a year. It was just next
winter. Then the fact that, like, Sean, you could see disapproval. You could see disdain. But didn't
and then
even
blaming me for springing the draft
right. And remember where I was living in your brain, you had my posts bookmarked. He's like, I just Googled it. The man that could do a simple Google search did not did not Google Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and see it was winner. All right. I digress. Atomic Heart, Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, Assassin's Creed Mirage, Pikmin 4, in Homeworld 3. I was fighting off a yawn. I think it worked.
Yeah.
That has been our fantasy league.
Yeah. I counterpicked Atomic Heart Soccer 2. Joe counterpicked Plucky Squire and Suicide Squad.
Yep. Yep. Because I'm okay. No patsy. Kyle, that's been the after show.
Yeah.
We love you.
Love you very much.
Yeah. You guys are the best. We broke so many records this year, Kyle. I don't even know where to go now. Nowhere but up, I hope.
Let's march to wherever the PlayStation Direct support is.
Yeah, there you
go.
That's the next goal.
And we'll be like D-Generation X showing up to the WCW arena in a tank.
That's right.
Just being like, let us spend our money. What are you doing?
Please.
Oh, yeah.
With all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation. See y'all next week.
Love y'all.